Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russian troops battle ready.
They're moving into fighting positions.
A winter wallop.
Snow, damaging wind, and even a tornado or two.
Vets with cancer fight the VA.
Deny, deny, deny until they die.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. says Russia is increasing its forces surrounding Ukraine, not pulling them back as Moscow has contended, with 7,000 more added in recent days. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in western Ukraine.
Get out now before hostilities start, warns top U.S. diplomat Christina Kvine.
The situation could worsen very quickly, and we're very worried about that and are urging all Americans to leave the country now.
Made more urgent by those satellite images appearing to show even more Russian forces just a few miles from the border with Ukraine.
We're going to do everything we can to help American citizens.
Families have already begun to flee eastern Ukraine. Natalia and Alexei brought their young children here from Kharkiv, around 30 miles from the Russian border.
And what made you decide that now is the time to go?
It's not rather comfortable to sit at home with two children and wait.
Nobody here in Lviv wants to see a war, but the city's mayor says they're ready.
I open my door, I open my home.
The entire city is opening its home, but praying it doesn't come to that.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack is set to get key White House information from that day. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Visitor logs are expected to show who was on the grounds in those pivotal hours before the riot began. We know the January 6th committee has been probing who the former president spoke with by phone that day, what he said to Mike Pence by phone from the Oval Office, and who was nearby when he said it. Meanwhile, a federal judge says he'll decide by tomorrow whether to hold Stuart Rhodes, the accused Oath Keepers founder, in pretrial detention in his seditious conspiracy case.
A New York judge hears arguments today in former President Trump's battle to avoid being questioned under oath in the investigation into his business empire. A storm system packing snow, rain, and strong winds, and the threat of tornadoes in some places is on the move. It's impacting the South and Midwest and is heading east. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore is tracking it.
We're looking at severe weather this afternoon, especially between 12 and 7. That looks like the hot spot. Eastern Arkansas, parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. 5 out of 10 chance in that area of getting a tornado today.
Well, now to Texas, where CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on the trial of a former Los Angeles Angels employee charged with supplying the drugs that killed pitcher Tyler Skaggs in 2019.
The prosecution alleges Skaggs received counterfeit oxycodone containing fentanyl from Eric Kay, a former Angels public relations official. But Kay's attorneys argue that while Kay was giving Skaggs opioids, it's not clear who gave Skaggs the lethal dose, and testimony from former players and friends indicated that Skaggs had other suppliers. Among them, former All-Star pitcher and teammate Matt Harvey, who admitted to helping Skaggs get oxycodone during the season.
Overseas, now to Beijing, CBS's Steve Futterman has more on what's happened at the Winter Games.
For the sixth time, the U.S. and Canadian women's hockey teams met in the gold medal match. On this day, Canada was the superior team. The Canadians scored twice in the first period, then again in the second to take a 3-0 lead. The U.S. fought back. The Americans cut the margin to 3-2, but with only 12 seconds left in the game. Obvious disappointment tournament for the U.S.'s Hillary Knight.
We came up a little short tonight. You have to find a way to win, and Canada was the better team tonight.
The focus now here in Beijing is on another rink where the women's figure skating competition is set to conclude. The favorite is the embattled Russian 15-year-old Kamila Valieva, with many saying she should not be allowed to take part. Valieva will have the spotlight on her again, Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
If she does win, it will be a difficult moment for figure skating and for the Olympic movement, because the International Olympic Committee has announced that there will not be a medal ceremony because Valieva could still be disqualified after the Olympics.
Also today, another disappointing performance for skier Michaela Schifrin. She fell during the slalom portion of the Alpine combined and didn't finish. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The head of the CDC says officials are preparing for the next phase of the pandemic as COVID case numbers continue to drop. Updated mask guidance will be out soon, but already most states have taken steps to phase out rules. In Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin helped push through a bill that bans school districts from imposing mask mandates on kids.
Now's our chance to give all parents the rights to make decisions that we know they have.
12 Florida school districts that ignored an order banning mask mandates are being fined a total of $200 million. In the largest global study of its kind, researchers estimate 1 in 4 women has experienced sexual or physical violence at the hands of their male partner. The findings are in the Lancet Medical Journal. For years, military families at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, have complained about water contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals and cleaning fluids. Cancer victim Mark Kottnauer, who spent the summer of 1977 there when he was a young Marine, says compounding the situation is a VA claim system that has been unresponsive.
The saying is deny, deny, deny until they die. They don't want to step up and do the right thing.
CBS's Catherine Herridge says the VA denied his claim on the basis that their experts were more persuasive.
According to documents obtained by CBS News, the approval rate dropped from 25% to 5% after they brought in these experts. The VA says the average approval rate is now 17%. It went as low as just 1%.
The VA defends the action in the Kottnauer case and says it's committed to processing all claims. One of the three Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's constitutional rights has testified at their trial. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says Alexander King told the jury he did what his training called for.
King has testified that he was concerned about officers' inability to stop Floyd from thrashing around as they tried to arrest him. King also said he did what he was trained to do, deferred to Chauvin, the senior officer at the scene.
Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder and pleaded guilty to avoid this federal trial. It's a gruesome scene in Brazil. People dealing with mountains of mud in the city of Petropolis, where more than 100 deaths are reported in mudslides that buried homes. Others are listed as missing. A new Gallup poll says the number of U.S. adults who identify as LGBTQ has hit a record, 7.1%. That's nearly double the percentage from 10 years ago.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
An opera whose composer died in a Nazi concentration camp has finally had its world premiere.
Growing up in San Francisco, says Jan Agee.
I always knew that we had an opera in the trunk in our basement.
Her grandfather, Eugen Engel, had handed his manuscript to his daughter as she fled the Nazis. Engel died in the Holocaust. A few years ago, a German archive approached Agee asking if she had anything to donate, setting in motion this. Engel's opera, Grete Minde, having its world premiere in Magdeburg, Germany. Director Karen Stone.
We had thunderous applause at the end, people stomping their feet.
A lost treasure retrieved. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A Florida judge has agreed with Bob Saget's family, temporarily blocking the release of death investigation records. The family says police photos and video are graphic and would cause irreparable harm. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.